Jameson Wright has spent hours playing a dozen arcade games, laser tag, and navigating the gravity rope walk. Like any 9-year-old, he's jazzed.
It's awesome. All the games, all the food, all the fun, all the prizes.
He's named after his dad, James, who died in September 2003 during an ambush outside Tikrit, Iraq. Jameson was born at Fort Hood 3 months later. He turns 10 on Monday and says even though he never met his dad, the loss is no less painful.
It feels kind of sad, and I miss him really much.
Jameson has met a lot of kids like him who've lost their mom or dad. During this 4-day all-expenses-paid trip, the children and their family are treated like royalty. A red carpet was laid out for their arrival, and groups cheered them at the airport. Jameson's mom, Alina Wright, says they look forward to the event every year, especially since it falls so close to her son's birthday.
They just love it, and they have fun, and they have a blast, and they just forget about their troubles and just be a kid for a weekend. Just get to be a kid.
The annual event, which is now in its 8th year, also helps the grown-ups, too. At the hotel, there's a lounge where adults can mingle, while the kids are being entertained elsewhere. Wright has also developed a bond with some of the other women who've lost their husbands.
I can help some of the newer widows out here to, get past this hurdle. And it's a major hurdle, and I can help them. It's like, you know what? It's okay. Keep your head up. I want to say it gets easier, but it really doesn't. But you get stronger.
Losing her husband 3 months before her son was born was devastating. The night he was delivered, she couldn't stop crying. But Jameson gave her a mission. She calls him her sunshine.
Because he kept me busy, he kept me focused on what I needed to do, and kept me from going into a major slump and not getting out of it.
Today, mom and son regularly visit the Dallas National Cemetery where James Wright is buried. There, Jameson talks to his dad.
It's like, I wish my dad was here, and, you know, I would give anything to have him back. He's at an age where he really wants his dad, and it's kind of hard. All I can do is just hug him.
This weekend, there will be lots of hugging, some crying, but also lots of fun. Stella Chavez, KERA News.